that introduction. Today I will be presenting on a project that is part of my dissertation work. So to start, I'd like to introduce the concept that plants acquire tolerance to different stresses through similar pathways. For example, exposure to different abiotic stresses can result in both osmotic stress due to cellular dehydration, as well as oxidative stress due to the generation of oxygen radical species. In turn, this results in the regulation or changes in tolerance mechanisms. So, due to the similarity in this plant responses, exposure to one stress may result in tolerance to multiple stresses. And this concept is known as cross-adaptation. And so specifically for this research, we were interested in looking at cross-adaptation between drought and cold, and specifically trying to understand which mechanisms may be involved in both, whether it be changes in compatible solutes, overall antioxidant enzyme activity, or the regulation of stress-inducible proteins. And previous research has shown that these mechanisms contribute to cellular stability upon exposure to different stresses. So previous research has shown that mild drought stress known as drought preconditioning, can enhance tolerance to different abiotic stresses. For example, in Kentucky bluegrass, an enhancement of heat tolerance was seen after a period of mild drought stress. In addition, in other plant species, it's been shown that freezing tolerance has been enhanced through the use of drought preconditioning. So this led us to ask the question of whether drought preconditioning can be used to increase freezing tolerance of cool season turf grasses. So therefore, our first objective was to determine the effects of mild drought stress on freezing tolerance. And specifically, we chose to look at the effects on perennial ryegrass because perennial ryegrass has been shown previously to be susceptible to freezing injury. And then, if we did see an enhancement in freezing tolerance due to drought preconditioning, we wanted to examine which mechanisms may be working alone or in combination to result in this cross-adaptation. This study utilized two cultivars of perennial ryegrass, which had been previously shown to differ in their freezing tolerances. They were established in a greenhouse for 3 months, and following the 3 month establishment period, they were transferred to a controlled environment growth chamber. Once they were transferred to the growth chamber, treatments were initiated, and these treatments consisted of two irrigation regimes, a well-watered control, as well as drought preconditioned plants which were exposed to mild drought stress. And I'll elaborate on that in the next slide. In addition, we wanted to include a temperature treatment in order for us to compare the degree of freezing tolerance that was acquired through drought preconditioned to plants that were conventionally cold acclimated. So as I mentioned in the previous slide, we exposed plants through mild drought stress, and this was done through wilt-based irrigation. We monitored plants for leaf folding as well as monitoring soil moisture content. In addition to those measurements, we also looked at relative water content, electrolyte leakage, and visual turf grass quality ratings were made in order to ensure that the mild drought stress wasn't imparting any negative influence on plant health. And we did see that no visual or cellular damage was present. So under non-acclimating conditions, the plants were subjected to a total of 5 wilt events. Following each individual wilt event, plants were rewatered to bring to full capacity prior to initiating the next wilt event. Cold acclimating conditions, because soil moisture levels dropped at a slower rate, they were only subjected to 2 wilt events during a 4-week cold acclimation period. And so following the 5 wilt events at the end of non-acclimating conditions or the 2 wilt events at the end of the acclimating conditions, plants were destructively harvested to obtain both crown and leaf material for biochemical analysis. And again, first and foremost, we wanted to establish whether drought preconditioning actually did lead to an enhancement in freezing tolerance. So plants were subjected to freeze tests at temperatures ranging from -5 to -13 degrees Celsius. And then following a 4-week recovery period, they were rated for 4% survival, from which lethal temperature of 50% kill was established. We wanted to measure also or evaluate changes in response to osmotic stress during the drought preconditioning time. So we chose to look at proline, which is a free amino acid, as well as total non-structural carbohydrate levels. And both of these have been shown to stabilize membranes as well as proteins during periods or in stresses that induce cellular desiccation. As well, we wanted to look at the capacity of the plant to cope with oxidative stress, so we monitored or evaluated overall changes in antioxidant enzyme activity. This experiment was arranged as a completely randomized block design with 4 replications per treatment. The main effects of cultivar, irrigation, and temperature were analyzed using analysis of variance, and means were separated using Fisher's least significant difference test. So the analysis of variance indicated that a majority of our variability in our data was accounted for by the main effects, so I will be presenting on the main effects. However, where there were departures, I'll present on those specifically for the carbohydrates. So I'll just take a minute here to set up this chart, this table, because the next few tables will be in similar format. You'll notice on the left-hand side of the screen, we have our main effects, the 2 cultivars, as well as the 2 irrigation regimes, and the 2 temperature treatments. And so first, looking at the cultivar effect, we saw that overall, Sunkist achieved a higher degree of freezing tolerance in comparison to Buccaneer. And this was consistent with literature and previous findings looking at these cultivars. Most importantly, we see that drought preconditioning did lead to an enhancement in freezing tolerance compared to the well-watered control. And this was irregardless of both cultivar and temperature treatment. However, if we compare or look at the overall degree of freezing tolerance that was obtained, it wasn't as near as what was achieved through our conventionally cold acclimating. So this indicates that although drought preconditioning can be used to enhance freezing tolerance, it's not a viable substitute to a cold acclimation period. So here I'd like to mention, due to the time constraints, I'll only be presenting on the effects of both irrigation and temperature. However, it is important to note that the cultivars responded similarly to both the irrigation and temperature treatment. So here, looking at changes in proline level at both the crown and leaf, we see that at both levels, there was a significant increase due to drought preconditioning. And again, we see that cold acclimation did lead to higher levels, but we see that the trend is similar, so that the plants are increasing proline in response to both these mild drought stress as well as to the cold acclimation. We saw changes in overall total TNC levels. Specifically at the crown level, we saw that drought preconditioning enhanced carbohydrates. However, we did not see a response at the leaf level. So specifically, when we look at the different fractions of T and C, this is averaged over both cultivar and temperature, we see that a majority of the fractions were composed of both sucrose and fructans. So sucrose being a readily available sugar and fructans being a storage carbohydrate. And so this was consistent for both well-watered and drought preconditioned plants. It is important to note, though, we did see a slight shift where under drought preconditioning we had an increase in fructans and a slight decrease in sucrose amounts. So when we looked at the data, we saw that there was a significant interaction between temperature irrigation, which influenced overall sucrose and fructans levels. So we look at the influence on sucrose, we actually see that there was no difference detected under non-acclimating conditions, and there was actually a decrease noted at between drought preconditioning and the 2 degrees Celsius. And so this may in part be explained by the fact that when we look at fructans changes, we see that there's almost a synergistic effect between mild drought stress as well as the 2 degrees Celsius temperature. And so because sucrose is a building block for fructans, this may be explained by the large increase that is detected under drought preconditioning and 2 degrees Celsius conditions. So again, another parameter that we wanted to look at was the plant's ability to cope with oxidative stress. So in turn, we looked at changes in overall antioxidant enzyme activity, specifically looking at changes in ascorbate peroxidase, catalase, and glycol peroxidase. And we see that, looking at the crown levels, that drought preconditioning led to an enhancement And all three of these enzymes, in response to the mild drought stress. And so when we actually analyzed this for the leaf material as well, and we saw variability in the response. So this may indicate the importance of the plant's ability to minimize damage associated with oxidative stress at the crown level. So overall, we can say that drought preconditioning did lead to an enhancement in freezing tolerance, and this enhancement in freezing tolerance may be attributed or associated with changes such as higher crown and leaf proline levels, as well as higher crown TNC levels, specifically sucrose and fructans, as well as an increase in overall antioxidant enzyme activity. And so from this, our future research is really going to be focused on looking at changes in the stress-inducible proteins. So as part of our analysis, we looked at overall changes in soluble protein levels in response to drought preconditioning, and we did see that at both the crown and leaf level, soluble protein was enhanced. And so in collaboration with the Huang Lab at Rutgers University, we'll be trying to identify specific proteins that are regulated for both drought and cold. So in conclusion, drought preconditioning may be a useful tool to enhance freezing tolerance of cool season turf grasses. And specifically, changes in different mechanisms may be responsible for the tolerance to freezing or enhancement in freezing tolerance. So with that, I would like to thank my advisor as well as professors that were influential in this research and funding that was provided by the University of Massachusetts. Thank you.
We have a few minutes for questions for Lindsay.
Yes.
What was the purpose of the five drought periods prior to your exposure to cold?
So the question was, what was the purpose of the five wilt events prior to exposure to cold? Well, our research really wanted to focus on the cumulative effect of wilt-based irrigation versus each individual wilt event, which that could be another important thing to look at is what each individual has to the total. So basically, our research wanted to look at cumulative effects.
In any of these compounds you're looking at, did you see differences between the two cultivars?
The question was, in any of the compounds that we evaluated, did we see differences between the two cultivars? They responded the same to the treatments. However, there might have been some variability between the accumulation of compounds between the two. Yes.
Any other questions? All right, thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.